Revelation 19. After these things, I heard as a loud voice of a great multitude in the heavens, saying, Hallelujah! The salvation and the glory and the power of our God! For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great harlot which corrupted the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his bondmen at her hand. And a second time they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke goes up to the ages of ages. And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and did homage to God who sits upon the throne, saying, Amen! Hallelujah! And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his bondmen, and ye that fear him, small and great. And I heard as a voice of a great crowd, and as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of strong thunders, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God the Almighty has taken to himself kingly power. Let us rejoice and exult, and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. And he says to me, Write, blessed are they who are called to the supper of the marriage of the Lamb. And he says to me, These are the true words of God. And I fell before his feet to do him homage. And he says to me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow bondman, and the fellow bondman of thy brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Do homage to God, for the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And I saw the heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and one sitting on it called Faithful and True, and he judges and makes war in righteousness. And his eyes are a flame of fire, and upon his head many diadems, having a name written which no one knows but himself. And he is clothed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clad in white, pure, fine linen. And out of his mouth goes a sharp two-edged sword, that with it he might smite the nations, and he shall shepherd them with an iron rod, and he treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. And he has upon his garment, and upon his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in mid heaven, Come, gather yourselves to the great supper of God, that ye may eat flesh of kings, and flesh of chiliarchs, and flesh of strong men, and flesh of horses, and of those that sit upon them, and flesh of all, both free and bond, and small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat upon the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and the false prophet that was with him, who wrought the signs before him by which he deceived them that received the mark of the beast, and those that worship his image. Alive were both cast into the lake of fire which burns with brimstone, and the rest were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which goes out of his mouth, and all the birds were filled with their flesh.